I'm Rona Tarrant. Investigators are still seeking a motive for the serial bombings in Austin, Texas. Police say the suspected attacker, Mark Anthony Condit, recorded a confession video on his phone before he died in an explosion as police closed in. The video is said to contain details about the devices that caused the deaths of two people and injured six others, as well as information about what Condit planned to do. The Vatican announced that the head of its communications department has resigned following a controversy over the release of a letter. Monsignor Dario Vigano had come under criticism last week for blurring part of a photograph of a letter by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI and for withholding another section before releasing the entire text on Saturday. The letter was meant to remain confidential, but Vigano first read selected passages of it at the presentation of a Vatican-published booklet series on the theology of Pope Francis. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has admitted that the social network made mistakes that led to millions of Facebook users having their data exploited by the political consultancy firm Cambridge Analytica. In a statement, Zuckerberg said a breach of trust had occurred, and in a later interview with CNN, he pledged to take action against rogue apps. In his statement, he also promised to make it far harder for apps to harvest user information. Bishops in Ireland have been welcoming the news that Pope Francis will visit Dublin in August to take part in the World Meeting of Families. In a statement, the Vatican said the Pope would arrive on August 25th and take part in the Festival of Families before presiding over Mass at the Phoenix Park on Sunday. It will be the first papal visit to Ireland since John Paul II in 1979. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.